at one point it was the Arc de Triomphe, and it said like Charles de Gaulle or whatever, like this blown up thing. But I had painted my wall, so I was trying to figure out if I was going to do like a block of three, but all low-key wanted to do pictures of me, but then I felt like that was very arrogant.
No, hey, look, I seen people with pictures of them bed over their bed and them, and I was at one chick crib back in the day, and I walked right back. I was like, yo, I'm not doing that. Okay. I'm just not doing this because that's just too much. Like,
oh, shit, you recorded. Okay. Here's the whole thing. Okay. I've had this bed for a while, and so it's time for like a new bed frame because I was going to get, I think I'm going to do like a 4-post bed with like the railing so I can have like my, like I want to make my bedroom as Parisian as possible. So I think I'm going to do like some lace curtains on it.
And then, that's cool.
And then raise it, have it where it's like raised so I can have like storage under my bed. I got a shoe problem, okay? Out of shoe space, storage, all this stuff. I've given shoes away, so yeah, but just more storage space under my bed or whatever. So I was just thinking about that. Then I'm like, get rid of this. Though I love this, I bought it from a friend that I don't fuck with no more. So I was like, oh, I can get rid of things, but I really do love it. But I was like, I'm going to get like some nightstands, but like three drawers or whatever. And yeah, so then I can have even more storage or yeah. But that's it. I was just thinking about that. But I literally was like, some photos from a photo shoot that I can frame, do three of, like, clearly that's not a good idea.
Well, man, welcome to Everyone Needs an Aquarius. We're back. Oh, man, what a week. What a week.
Pure and utter chaos, you know, with the eclipse. Yeah. The eclipse has everyone on edge. Sending different vibes and energy on top of retrograde. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Shout out to the moon yesterday. The moon, sun, eclipse. Shout out to them for coming together. Went out and had some lunch with Sleepy during the eclipse and everything. Hung out with the good brother Sleepy from Just Posted for a little bit.
What's up, Sleepy?
Man, I didn't even really trip off of it for real. The eclipse was the eclipse. Did you see the video of the one chick wilding out because she thought the world was ending? She didn't know
it was an eclipse.
Yes. Is that true or not?
I honestly, you know, like, I don't.
It's no way you could have lived your. You could easily Google
the internet no more. Like,
yeah.
Unless,
if I saw the sun getting dark and I just didn't know, and I would have Googled and be like, why is the sun getting dark? I mean, why is it dark right now? And it'd be like, there's a lunar eclipse. Oh, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Also, the world ending starts with the trumpets.
We never know. She might have been. Yeah.
Like at this point, I don't believe anything. And that's so funny because Tahir and I was having this conversation yesterday because he was asking about my trip and I was like telling him different stuff. And he was like, well, damn, your Instagram, your posts, you posted like pictures you posted make it seem like you had, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, it's Instagram. It's not real life. That is scripted. It's all an illusion. It's all a lie. Like,
yeah, you right. I was just talking about that girl with the lunar eclipse, man. But we all come in hot. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, there are a lot of people hating and saying, I didn't care about the lunar eclipse. I wasn't watching it or it was weak. I don't understand that commentary because if you were, so like, for example, St. Louis being in the line of totality, and it you fully being able to see the full eclipse, it's really dope to see. Like, I remember seeing one in elementary school like that. And, you know, I believe that people just want to talk. If you need to talk to somebody, you need to talk to your diary or a therapist, because that is weird energy to me. That is weird vibes. Just allow people to geek out and have fun about stuff. Like, everything is not a think piece. Everything does not need to be negative. Just
I'm gonna give some positivity to the lunar eclipse for people. Some Black history that people may not know with the lunar eclipse. Mm-hmm. All right. The Battle of Isuwalwana. It's a one of the few South Africa, 1879. This is right after they killed Shaka Zulu. This is one of the first battles that the Zulu tribe annihilated the British in. Now, the reason this is important is during the middle of the battle, a lunar eclipse happens in 1879. Okay. You got to think how much those people that are indigenous South Africans, when they see this eclipse, they was like, oh, this is our battle, because this is basically God telling us that we're supposed to win this. Motherfuckers didn't know when eclipse was really coming like that. Then, you know, it was just like, okay, maybe we kind of understand the constellations, but that shit popped up on them. And all them Brits was running. And they got their ass killed, like overran by the Zulu tribe. So that happened in the middle of the battle.
Listen.
So there you
that's
go.
That's really dope. That's really dope.
Yeah, they got in their ass.
You know, I think, you know.
Only fucked up is they got conquered like 2 years later, though. So, you know, it is what it is. It was a short they won the battle but not the war.
Look, because they can't, never mind, I ain't gonna even say that. We're not doing that.
No, let's keep it real. Them niggas have muskets and a lot of them the South Africans was only getting, or the Zulus, I wouldn't say South Africans, it was different tribes. The Zulu only got muskets when they would kill them and take their muskets, so it wasn't like they didn't have muskets. So they would, a lot of them were better warriors. They just didn't have the firepower. These motherfuckers got cannons and shit, all kind of stuff.
Yep, and you said what I was going to say, so.
Yeah.
You know, as Aquarius.
No story if y'all want to look into it.
Listen, as Aquariuses, you know, we don't talk about astrology too much on here because we say, hey, this is a podcast about pop culture, lifestyle things, from the perspective of two Aquariuses, right? But there's certain things I geek out about, and I was mad because we could not find glasses anywhere out here. And it was struggling. And so I was like, you know, honestly, I was like, it's cool, because how I would really want to see it is back home. So it's okay that I couldn't look. I looked a little bit in my at, you know, the reflection in my back window on my car because it was dark.
Come on.
So I looked a little bit, but the sun just kind of was, it looked like just like a lemon a little bit. But, you know, I was like, whatever is, you know, powers that we supposed to receive, you know, I think that was just a lot about clarity. You know, we are in retrograde. I just want to remind people to take y'all time. Don't buy no new phones. Don't sign no contracts. If you can hold off. There are a lot of miscommunications that happen. But this retrograde is really strong because it's forcing us to sit the fuck down and sit with ourselves and let things like do their thing. It's not always, retrograde ain't a bad thing. A lot of times it's just a soft reset. Well, this time you're getting a hard reset. So let that nigga go, let that woman go, move on to the left. You know, really walking, you know, figure out how you can walk in your purpose, read a book.
But the main thing is reading a book is big.
And keep on pushing.
Like read a book for real, for real. That's a real big thing that could really motivate you and help you out going forward in the future for sure. That I simply co-sign that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kill me a hot. Hey man, we talked about on the last show. This Jerrod Carmichael thing. We ended it there. Episode 2 is dropped. Hey, man, I'm starting not to like this dude, yo.
No, and he's been too hard, D.
No, I'm not. This is corny, man. This is corny shit, yo. And I thought, you know what? Because I always thought he was a clever comedian. He was looking at things from different angles and, you know, somewhat like a Chris Rock kind of coming up type of cerebral comedian. But all this shit right now is just corny, B. This is corny, bro. And once again, I got to preface it. You know what I'm saying? Even though shout out to people that were saying that we had a great conversation with the last time on this. It's not because he's gay. This is corny, man. This is corny behavior.
So I sent you a message saying that, hey, my homeboy that is gay said that the show was cringy, you know. So he's like, okay, good. You know, it wasn't anything.
Yeah, like that. I was like, man, am I tripping? It's in my privilege.
I I think at this point in the game, I saw something where people were trying to figure out if this is just another form of exploitation, which I can see how they got there based on his trauma and, you know, him being a late, you know, gay bloomer.
Mm-hmm. He even talks about that in his episode too, which was interesting.
And so I think what's alarming and a little concerning about this is I just had my homeboy that is into different types of kinks on Whiskey Sour. Shout out to Darren.
Go over there and subscribe to St. Right, Angela's
make sure you guys page. Go over there and subscribe. And if you want to go to this particular episode, it is called Sex Toys in the Dishwasher. But, you know, I feel like even my friend mentioned a little thing about like slave play a little bit in his when he interacts with white women. And I don't like stuff like that. Like, I understand kinks and all this stuff, and I'm not trying to yuck nobody's yum, kink shame or anything like that. But it's a little bizarre. There's certain things when you understand the real history of slavery, you know, them using babies as alligator baits, skinning us, you know, using our skin for
and chair. That's why it sounds corny. That's why it's corny, man.
So
I'm supposed to be smarter than that. That's corny, man. That's corny shit.
Yes. So at this point, I'm a little concerned, which goes back to what we said. Yes, we are. He's in therapy. We see a little bit of what's happening.
Hey, man, and he's worse than a nigga, too. He's worse than the niggerish of the niggas. Like, gay or straight, he don't give a fuck about his mate.
Yeah. And so it's this weird. Okay, I'll say something. I feel like he is doing that and probably dating that white guy to kind of feel like he, and because he is the breadwinner, it gives him a level of power. So that's a whole other thing.
Though, is that why you think he's maybe not dating someone? It's like that flip thing where dudes, when they date a white woman, is like, oh, I'm getting some back from the white man type feel. You think it's that same type of thing?
I don't necessarily think it's that. I think
that's a stereotype, y'all, for those people that we're saying it's a stereotype. That people think when this happens.
I don't even think it's that. I think for me, I think it's just the power dynamic. So this is the one place where, because he is the breadwinner, he mentions that the boy is in school and whatnot and is in Iowa. He's wherever he is, New York, between LA and New York, working on different projects and continuously like cheating on him. And like, so funny, shout out to Jamar Neighbors. He's an Aquarius. And his homeboy, Jamar.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was.
Yeah, Jamar is an Aquarius.
This makes total sense now.
Yeah. And so.
Like he looked, when he said the, he looked at him, that's some shit. You'd be like.
Yeah. And so I believe that one, I don't think that Jamar Carmichael should be dating anybody because you are there. We said this last week. You were looking outward when you need to look inward. After they broke up, this motherfucker go get on the date. He go back on chat and call somebody. So you are looking for quick fixes to solve your problems, and it's just making it worse. It's really crazy because, like you said, very talented guy, kind of witty, but now we're seeing him. And I know this sound is I think why we cringe at it and why we are feeling like he's corny. And I'm not going to say that he's corny. I just told you, I feel like he is a lost soul. I feel that he is a lost soul and he is searching for something and he has to search within himself to find whatever it is that he's looking for. And a lot of that comes with reconciling or whatever with his mother. Because there's a sense of abandonment there too. So, which is why he's acting the way that he's acting. He's lashing out. And unfortunately, it's happening in his 30s when if he had come out sooner, he probably would have had some sort of resolve by now. So we kind of have to
emphasize. Maybe that's why it's corny, because I'm looking at damn near 40-year-old man doing monkey shit, literally and figuratively, you know, stuff.
Yes. So I,
like, even if it's the dude doing this, and if he was straight, like if he was not a dude, but like a straight man was, I'm like, dude, you, what are you doing? This is corny, dude. You just running around with chick to chick, dropping by the spot. Like, what are you doing? Like this is hazardous. Like, it is. Look, man, and these are men. You just bringing up in your crib. So you know, with even though there is a gay, it is a gay relationship. There is a higher threshold of danger when you have another testosterone person there, just because it's testosterone. And I'm scared to let a whole bunch of women come through like that, let alone a whole bunch of dudes. So you're putting your life more in danger.
It's so crazy how that shift happens when we
but it's still another dude. You're still fighting another dude. I don't care if he
no
or whatever.
You are absolutely correct. It's so funny how the things that we were, I'm not gonna say oblivious to, but not as in tune with growing up or in our 20s versus what it looks like now. So I'm thinking of so many different things, just like you. Okay, testosterone, two males fighting,
trying to rob him.
You live in this secure building, security guard at the door, concierge service, all of that. That is all. You can do all of that. Have all of that. You can still become susceptible to crime in those places. Like,
so this is the crazy thing. I'm going to give you this crazy story about this. So shout out to my homegirl, Nikki. She's retiring from the army. Okay. She worked for the government and everything. So she was an investigator, you know, like the actual army policeman, but not the MPs, but the investigators, like they're detectives. So like JAG and all that stuff, but it's for the army. So she would investigate stuff. So one of her cases, or no, when she was in training, she was telling me it was a case they had to watch. It was a military guy. I met a guy at a bar. He was gay. This is way before. This is don't ask, don't tell time for the army. That he comes back, has sex with the guy. The guy's literally, they literally straddling the guy. So the only reason they know about all this stuff is, and I'll tell you in a second, he stabs the guy. He's straddling him and is like missionary and stabbing him while he's fucking him. The only reason that they were able to find, because this guy was a random guy he picked up at a bar in like the town where he was stationed at. The only reason they were able to find out who this guy was, because he secretly was recording them having sex. A military guy was, that got killed. But it was another dude having sex with him. He was missionary on him, and he was literally pumping on him and stabbing him at the same time, she said. And so blood is gushing up while he's fucking.
They found it on the phone and it was a hit.
No, no phone. This is back in the 90s. This is the old thing. This is Turner training.
Oh, he had like a whole
video camera was covered up with like pillows and stuff on like the thing. So you could, they said you could only see him from the back. So let's say it was on a dresser. And so you could see the blood spattering up while he's like hitting him and everything. And the only reason they didn't, because the guy cleaned himself up, look damn near right in the camera almost, but he didn't know it was a camera there. And they said they would have never found out who that guy was if it wasn't for that. So my point is, he was just bringing this random guy home, and he was a military dude and got killed.
Damn.
By somebody and stabbed up. But that's going into my point. I'm saying with Gerard, you just can't be bringing, and I wouldn't do that with women. So how are you doing this with dudes? I'm just saying,
you know,
it's just corny, man, with all this stuff.
It's a weird.
And he made a point. He's 17 and gay. But you're, just because you're 17 and gay don't mean you're not 38 years old in real life.
Yeah. I also believe that. So this is another episode of my podcast, because my homeboys got catfished trying to hook up with a guy on Jacked. And they went to his house and he opened the door and he didn't look the same. That's the thing.
Oh, the catfish, like a filter. It was like a filter catfish.
I think the pictures were older. But we talk about it. I can't remember all the ins and outs, but I do remember this key piece where they went into the bathroom, him and his husband, and was like, they was just, you know, how, you know, talking with your fingers, talking with your eyes, not trying to be, you know, loud.
So hold on, with him and his husband. So it was supposed to be a threesome then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It threw me off. It threw me off.
It was a threesome. And he said that they were trying to figure out, like, that's not the dude for the picture. What is this? Blah, blah, blah.
We need to roll
and
out.
That's when I told them, I said, do you know how, I was like, as funny as this is, I was like, I just want to remind you how dangerous this is. Because you guys could have gotten set up and attacked because of stuff like that. You cannot be out here like that. And men, I believe that sometimes it doesn't cross their minds that certain things can happen to them as opposed to women. Yes. But we have to always, yep.
You also always have to be on score.
Yeah, we always have to be on high alert. And so I'm going to assume that hasn't crossed his mind yet, because you are correct. He is moving very recklessly, but there's a piece of me that has empathy for him. I don't know. I'm going to look at
what
his manager is, and I'm going to find that book where they talk about, it was called like the, what is it, of a Negro or something, where they talk about what really happened during slavery.
Oh, I mean, there's a whole bunch of books like that.
There's a book, but it talks about, we're going to have to send him some books. And be like, yeah, we encourage you. But yeah.
The I Only Listen to 90s Music podcast is a show for 80s babies who were 90s kids. If you were a No Limit soldier, then this is your show. If you believe that Cash Money is not an army, but was a Navy, this is the show for you. If you and your friends ever tried to sing a song written by Escape, En Vogue, Shy, or a voiced man at a talent show during middle school, this is your show. But I Only Listen to 90s Music podcast is a bunch of 80s babies talking about all the songs and things that we loved when we were kids and teenagers. So if you went to the skating rink and you were at a lock-in, this is the show for you. If you think that Tevin Campbell was the original prince of R&B, this is the show for you. If you don't understand the conflict between Monica and Brandy, but you're kind of on Monica's side and understand why Brandy got punched, this is the show for you. Make sure that you tune in, subscribe, click the little subscribe link. We're here. We're going to talk about all things 90s music. This is the show for you.
We know you bought books off of Amazon that you're not going to read, Gerard. But maybe if you get gifted,
but see, a book. That was my thing, and I was assumption that he was a red dude that would know and be conscious of all that shit, just from the way he presented himself as a comedian, as an artist. But maybe people, he wasn't this whole time, and that was my assumption.
But people, I think people believe that they know about slavery, but then they find out that they really don't, because once you really start going in to the gruesome history, that's why white people want that shit erased, because they're afraid that you're gonna have to start talking about, like we said, killing more than hanging and beating people and making people, you know, work against their will, shipping them of their language and heritage or things. That's how people, I think that's the surface level of slavery. But when you start talking about how those slave masters was raping women, raping the men, you know, getting them impregnated. And that's like how they be romanticizing Sally Hemings with Thomas Jefferson. And we like to glitz over things. But like I said, skinning niggas and, you know, using different parts of our body, like our skin as leather for chairs and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. knocking out our, using our teeth for different things. It gets really, I mean, man, it gets deep. You start to understand why. Okay, Tales from the Hood, that one part start to make sense. Why the dog came out, and it's really attached because it's like, oh, it was a plantation. No, then you really, when you in hindsight, take a step back.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, it gets even crazier. That's why, if you notice, and this is this, I don't want to make this a history episode, but that's why the Caribbean, most Caribbeans are more crazier in general, because those, they was fucking them Caribbeans up, and like Brazilians, like they're slave, and I don't know if there's a level of slavery that sounds fucked up in general to even say, but they put slaves in the Caribbean through more. They would threaten slaves in the U.S. and be like, yo, we finna send you to Jamaica. We gonna send you to the Bahamas, because they knew and heard about how they was getting fucked up. Those, like, those real horror stories went down there. Brazil, but like, oh, we gonna send you to Brazil. Yo, they don't send me to Brazil. Like, this is some far off place. And they were like quarter horsing women when they were pregnant. So if you're getting pregnant, so they want to kill you, pop the baby out of you while the horses are pulling your limbs from each area, and the baby pop out, so they have someone going on and to be able to punish you for whatever reason, or to show some man that they need to, like, yo, this is what we did to your old lady, stay in line, you know, etc. But that's why a lot of Caribbean brothers and sisters be on some extra shit, because they was going, their slavery was at a higher level. They had the highest level of slavery. If you talk
about, yes, psychological trauma, and we have to remember that trauma is passed down through your like generational curses, all that stuff. That stuff is real, and y'all want us to get over.
Now, I got another question for you, Dom, as we wrap up this thing with Jerrod Carmichael. A part of me wonder if this is a con. Not that he's gay. Not that I'm not saying that's a con. But like the old, like just being this extra, is this like almost a experimental thing to see what the fuck they can push? Because some of it does not even seem like the same person. It's almost like he's comedically doing something like, yo, I am gay, but let me see if I can push this gay shit or push my personality being gay to some other place that people haven't seen, and see how far I can push it. And maybe it is true, and maybe I'm giving him more credit than that, because this just seems corny, and I'm trying to rationalize like why it is this overtly irresponsible in general of him. Because I feel like he's getting past the point now, me feeling bad for him. He's just doing shit to be doing shit now.
Well,
and I know trauma is at different levels, and I know, you know, it's a different, everyone goes to different things, but it doesn't feel like he's really, and maybe that's the construction of the show, and maybe that's what I'm saying. He'll literally be like, yo, I'm just trying to be better. I'm not going to cheat no more. And then he cheating 3 weeks later. Like,
he's trying to bring the niggas in. He's like,
I'm
saying,
Look, we at least stay in mourning for at least a month or two before we just go directly back into the paint. This dude, 3 weeks later, right back at it. And he on apps.
I'm not going to say 3 weeks later. I was going to say more like 3 minutes later.
No. Okay, I was trying to give him credit. I'm saying that at least the brother that's really in the being wrong and grimy, at least I give him 8 out of 10 credit. If they get jammed up, they ain't going to go right back to the app they got jammed up on and try to get somebody again.
listen. At Linda, yes, they do. Because let me tell you about Married at First Sight. This one season, Married at First Sight, before the Marlboro Man.
Okay.
Yo, it was this dude, Ryan. And they was in Houston, I think, whatever it was. He was married to this really attractive, she kind of reminded me of who played Poison Ivy in Batman Returns.
Uma Thurman.
No, not Batman Returns. What's the one with Jim Carrey?
Uma Thurman.
Uma. She kind of gave me a little bit of Uma Thurman tease a little bit.
Okay.
So they tussled the entire time because she had this red hair. And she was not his type, which is cool. But that doesn't mean that you get to go on a dating app and he matched with one of her homegirls and then try to play her face about it.
Different. That's different, Dom.
We're married. I don't care.
No. I'm not saying he wasn't wrong for the marriage part. I'm talking about, okay, let's say he got caught, but he goes right back to the same app to cheat again, is what I'm saying. That's what Jerrod did.
And that's what Ryan did, because right after.
Oh, he did do that?
He went right back on the app.
Oh, he's wilding it. Okay. They did do the same thing.
That's a lot. Listen. But
they did the same thing.
So I can see how you were saying that this is an experiment. Is he messing with us a little bit? We also know, still though it's reality TV, there's a part of this that is scripted. But the interesting thing is what the boyfriend said when they were in that therapy session. Also, I felt that Gerard was not really accountable for his actions because he was laughing a little too much for me. But when the guy was said, hey, I knew something had happened when she asked, you know, would he cheat on me again or whatever? And the cameraman ran in his face, got really close, like a really tight shot. And I knew something had happened. And you see him kind of chuckle about it. And it's just like, this, he's never in these sessions with this guy. He played in that boy face. And thank God they didn't date a long time, it seems like, because he played in that little boy face. And I can see if homeboy was
7 months. He was dating that guy 6-7 months.
That's not a long time. That ain't. Well, actually, in bigger Tigger years, that's probably like 6 years. Because, you know, they move real fast. They've been moving in with each other after 2 months, everything. But technically, yes, it was a long time. But in reality, 6-7 months isn't that
long. No, it's nothing. And long distance, too.
And long distance. And I'm sitting in a therapy session with you. If I'm dating you for 6 months, I'm not going to therapy with you. I'm breaking up with you. I'm sorry. it's not going to work. I'm breaking up with him.
Yeah, Gerard, I don't know. That was just wild. Hey, Gerard Carmichael is treating his mate, he treated his mate like how dudes has got bread, try to want. So this is the thing. Yep. He's overt. No. But he's being vocal how dudes think when they got bread, how they could treat a woman. Mm-hmm. But he's just like, and you know what? I went back and watched one of his other stand-ups. He talks about it in there like, you should surely be able to cheat, though, if you make all the money. He was talking about, we didn't know he was gay then, though. He said it then. He was like,
yeah.
Even if you're a woman and you make more bread, almost all the bread more than your man, you should be able to cheat. And now that makes sense now.
He was setting it up.
Gerard, I just don't want you. I'm gonna keep watching just because I'm somewhat interested. I just want to see where this is going, because that's one of my things. Like, I'm trying to understand where this is going. But you right now, you just feel real corny to me, don't be. I'm sorry. Somebody else that I'm gonna pop up here for you. Oh man, I used to have a great hate relationship with this brother.
Hey,
that's a lot of money.
That should have been. Well, let's go to another one.
I'm just saying.
CAA, Creative Artists Agency. They represented me. Mm-hmm. They also represented some of the people from Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
They also did the deal with Fox.
Mm-hmm.
My show was with Fox. The people from Big Bang was with Fox. Mm-hmm. We had 28 million viewers. They had 11 million viewers.
Wow.
They were getting $2 million, damn near $3 million an episode, those white kids that had no name recognition, no Oscar nominations, none of that. We have 28 million viewers, and these jokers are paying me $325,000 an episode. And I'm like, every year I'm asking my agents, what's going on? I didn't know that the packaging deal, my agents were incentivized to keep my pay low, so they'll go to Fox and say no, and they'll say no themselves because they were producers. They owe me over $120 million.
All right. Terrence Howard says they owe him $125 million.
And sent him a check for $666.
Was that his real hair or a wig on his head? That's what I want to start off with. Because I need to know how serious I need to take him. I need to take you. Because so is he getting off the set from some role and that's the only time they could talk to him? Or did he come to the interview like this?
Outfit and all, because this has to be he came from set or they met him on set or whatever, because even the outfit, the wardrobing.
Well, I'm waiting 6 months before I can see if I can take this series into whatever movie or project. And if I don't see no project come out in 6 months, I'm going to call cap on all this.
You know, unfortunately, this is one of the things that we do know to be true in Hollywood, especially regarding, you know, Taraji P. Henson's recent campaign about not being paid fairly, what happened to her on Empire, because by that time, Taraji was an Oscar-winning actress or nominated. No, she won for Hidden Figures.
No, she didn't. She hasn't won yet at all. She got nominated
Benjamin Button. But also Hidden Figures, I believe she was nominated as well.
Yeah, but she hasn't won. I know that. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you have all these things. You're off the heels of that. And she spoke about not getting booked for other things while she was on Empire. She thought that was just a little strange and ultimately found out what was going on kind of behind the scenes. They were saying she wasn't available for roles and things. So it sounds, as much as Terrence Howard's appearance in this clip is distracting, there's some truth to it.
No, he's capping. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, Big Bang Theory wasn't on Fox. It was on CBS.
Well, so sometimes...
No, I'm just saying, but that's two different things. That's Paramount and Fox. That's two different places. So how are they...
I get it. No, but sometimes, okay, so depending on what's happening, they'll shoot at other people's lots sometimes. So that's how I took that. But also, I knew that Big Bang Theory was on CBS. So that's different money.
And also, Empire only plays Big Bang Theory for one season in ratings. Only one. It's first
Listen,
season.
He focused on that. That's all.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, let's get the full context of everything before this. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, if we want to the truth and speak to the power, let's say that he should have got increased because of that. But $125 million, Terrence?
I do believe.
I'm not saying it all, bread though, bro. But $125 million?
Well, I guess based on whatever information he found out and however much money that they were incentivized by keeping his pay low. Because if that was what he was making all of those seasons of Empire, he should have sometimes. And I understand, when you have families, you have kids, you have people you're taking care of. So it's not that as easy for you to walk away from stuff. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we gotta walk away and just say, you know what? This season, as you mentioned, first season, blowing it out the ballpark with the numbers, viewership, and whatnot. So they should have pushed more for that. And like you said, we was going back and forth about it and he wasn't understanding, but they was getting perks from that. And so that main cast could have walked away from that show and that show had been done. And I'm not mad at them for, a check is a check. You had a good run. Things got a little chaotic on the Empire stage, that made us all kind of tune out. But
the Jesse?
No, that was prior. You miss one episode of Empire, you don't go back, but then start getting weird. You start seeing ghosts. It became like Passions, the soap opera. That
oh, yeah. It was just, it got ridiculous after that second season.
It got a little ridiculous. And I'm like, listen, I tried to get into it when Mario was on there because, I love Mario. But
didn't even get that far. Didn't even know he was on there.
I didn't make it that far. I tried to tune in. I'm like, yeah, he looked good, though. But I'm not watching.
I think I left a long time ago with that, man.
Yeah, I think to be honest, I'm not even sure if I finished the first season.
I don't even. Yeah, I know I got through maybe I got through season two. I mean, I got to season two is when I probably dropped off. I'll say that. But I get Terrence, man, and you can't be coming out here with that hair and be trying to tell people about you. I just need you to present yourself better than with that ensemble on. That's all. And I know that what is it called? Am I
We sound like Monique.
Yeah, I'm not. Lord knows.
But listen, I'll be with her on that. I'm like, hey man, take the bonnet off, put it on the plane.
But you with your hair popping up like this and everything, you know, with this perm out or whatever, you sound like you're gonna be a pimp, like the motherfuckers owe me 125 mil. And that hair just bopping all around and shit, just bouncing, you know. And it's just not something I can take seriously. I was the judge and he came to court with that hair bopping around, looking like Ike Turner in the 60s doing, rolling like on a river. Farrah Fawcett. There we go.
It's giving Farrah Fawcett.
Or he looks like Diane Carroll and Claudine. With that hair bopping like that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at his hair bopping like that.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, look. You man, black people, y'all need to watch that, man. Claudine. I didn't know how many people hadn't seen that, man. She got nominated for Oscar for that too.
Yep. Sure did.
But Terrence, I just need you to change your hair, redo this whole interview. Like I'm talking about, like literally just sit back down with the same woman with a regular hairstyle. And I know you wear your hair kind of different and stuff. And I ain't fine with that. But that one and that outfit with it just didn't do anything for me to believe him. I'm sorry. It made me immediately go to, is that true? Mm-hmm. Look, also, the same man said 2 + 2 = 4 once before. So I always have to be
drunk or high or drunk.
No,
high at the same
time? It's math. Hold on. I'm going to read it for you. Keep talking. Let me put up Terrence Howard math.
Is he a flat earther?
Not sure. Oh, he said 1 × 1 = 2. I'm going to pull this video up for you right quick. You thought I was playing games with you. You thought I was playing games, dumb. That's why I always got to check and make sure that Terrence Howard is incorrect. See, now, if he'd have came not looking like that with that hair, I wouldn't have thought about this Terrence Howard math situation. I wouldn't have thought about it. But it made me immediately think to Terrence Howard math. And I'm pulling it up now. Come on. All right. He says he invented math, y'all. This is him saying he invented a new math. Presenting this to everybody. If y'all watching, if you listen to audio, make sure you go to SLC Network and check us out on there so you can see what we still have to hear.
Tangential flight, because your math, someone programmed that lie in there and lied to you and you and everyone, and all your fundamentals are off.
Like he's looking like.
I mean, I don't even know what to think.
You heard that?
I
said 1 × 1 = 2.
Do you know what just happened?
You heard that I said both.
I was bad at math.
Both of y'all had heard that I said 1 × 1 = 2, didn't you? You had heard it somewhere. Somebody that was
I heard it.
And then everybody said I was crazy.
Yeah, they did say that.
Well, am I crazy or is the calculator broke?
I mean. Are those my only two options?
What do you think? What do you think? Or am I right? Or am I right? Am I right?
I don't know.
You just did the calculation.
You just did the calculation.
Terrence, both of y'all did.
Terrence, you look. I don't know what you thought you signed up for coming in here.
All right.
Okay.
Now
so wait.
This is why I have to be skeptical, Dom.
Okay. You do know that. The Pythagorean theorem
mm-hmm. yeah.
was proven to be incorrect by two black girls from Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with this.
No. We're talking math. We're talking black math. Terrence Howard math.
Exactly. Remember he said he created
something. Got me thinking. I'm sitting here.
Oh, no, he you know, did.
Like, no.
Now he got you? No,
it's been some things recently, and I was like, "Oh, I see how you got that." So, like, we were arguing about bi-weekly.
Okay.
So, bi we know means two.
Yep, every 2 weeks.
Right.
Yep.
Motherfucker, shut up. Listen. So we're on a meeting, and my boss is like, "Okay, when you say bi-weekly." Do you mean twice a week? Because bi means 2 weekly means the week. Or do you mean every other week, twice a month?
So if you say bi-weekly, that gives it signification.
So I was like, okay. I said, Joe, I see how you got that. That makes sense. So we in the chat.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Like, that doesn't make sense. I said, no, when you break down it, the logic behind it, and even is when you typing it in, it comes up on Google. It's like, could be either or. And so I was like, okay, so now what the fuck?
Well, why don't you just say twice
one time one?
Why don't you say twice a
okay,
week?
So, okay, think about it. So I know what we're saying. Okay, so we're saying one.
Yep.
One time, which is how it equals one. Two, two times
equals
four, because it's like two plus two. Now that's two times.
Yep.
So see how he's trying to function, make this function? But we know he's slow. But no, Terrence. We're saying one time. So that will help you out, which is how if you're saying two, one times two or whatever, it's not three. So if you broke it down to him like that, I think he would have kind of got it a little better.
No, he's way past it. There's more video of him breaking down how and why that is that possible.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. Cause
it gets ridiculous. The Terrence Howard train goes super, super deep.
Oh my
God. Let's deep into. Man, I've been wanting to talk about this Danny Masterson situation you sent me about. If anybody remember Danny Masterson from That 70s Show, Scientologist as well. He just got locked up for what, 12, 13 years, I believe.
His sentence was longer than that.
Ooh, but like he was really doing some dirtbag stuff, like trying to like what threaten the DAs and threatened. So he got on two counts of 30 years to life. My bad. Shit.
Yeah, that was like, I think that was longer than that.
Damn.
You know, because, and I think they just recently sentenced him because you remember it came out that Ashton Kutcher wrote letters in favor, you know, character letters in support of him and saying, you know, he was this great person, blah, 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 blah. But on the flip side, you didn't have the lead. What was the lead's name on That 70s Show? Eric Foreman. So Eric Foreman is the lead whose house, you know, That 70s Show partakes
in. Oh, yeah. I never watched the show, so I just...
He didn't say shit. And so... And I think
he didn't say shit.
He kind of, after it was done, he kind of stood in solidarity with the victims.
Topher Grace played that. Topher Grace played it.
Topher
played
the role. Yes.
Yep.
With the victims and just saying, you know, kind of in support of them. Because it seems like he don't really mess with nobody from the cast anymore. Like, I believe he felt kind of ostracized on set, you know, like bullying and teasing and things happening. And then also, you know, inappropriate, because we know that Mila Kunis lied about her age to get casted into that role. She did. So inappropriate relationships, you know, happening on set or whatever. So, and, you know, and That 70s Show, for it to be on primetime television, it would have the world. She and Ashton Kutcher would be hot and heavy, and I'm like, and she was a minor.
But did everybody know she was or no?
No, I think at some point, I feel like at some point she revealed, but I don't think it was after that show was over. But
okay,
the whole thing about this was strange. What is going on in Scientology? Why did y'all think that y'all could intimidate the DA and threaten all these people? Like, what do y'all know? What power? Because everybody leaves at some point. I mean, except for Tom Cruise. I think he's still in it. But you got Leah Remini.
John Travolta is in it too, I think.
Yeah. Leah Remini, who is, you know, had the show where she was, you know, had left the church. And I know she was very, at one point, frightened for her life. And there's somebody that was a part of Scientology the wife just came up missing, which was her homegirl. And she been trying to find this woman for a long time and, you know, believes that she probably is not alive. But what is happening over there? What are y'all doing? And why? I guess I shouldn't answer this question.
I mean, have you seen the documentary in the Clear?
No.
It's on Max. Came out on HBO maybe about 5 years ago or so. And it kind of breaks down everything about, let me make sure it's called, let me get the name right.
Because even wasn't the thing is, it's like they try to.
It's in the Clear. It's named In the Going Clear. Sorry. It came out in 2015. Clear. Going Clear. Yeah. Does everybody want to check it out? It's, it came out on HBO.
Because wasn't. I know they don't believe in medicine or anything like that because John Travolta's son that passed away, wasn't he epileptic or something and just needed to take medicine where he would have been okay?
That's what they say. I'm not sure if that's...
Then even with Kelly Preston, I don't know if she left or not, but when she came with cancer... She refused treatment or something like that, I'm mistaken. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been talking about him too. He was one of the people that Amanda Bynes was talking about in tweets.
I know.
Inappropriate behavior.
Hey, it ain't safe no more. But no,
It ain't safe.
It ain't safe no more at all. Look, y'all thought it was just the diddler. Not anytime about my boy Brad Pitt now too. I'm like, damn.
What they saying about Brad Pitt?
Angelina Jolie is accusing him directly in a lawsuit, directly that he was beating on her like all the time.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes. That's how she was awarded custody of all them kids.
No. This is brand new. This was just released yesterday. She just put that. They're in a lawsuit right now.
So I think she kind of alluded to that.
Like he beat her up on a plane or something, they said in this lawsuit that I heard about.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, she alluded to his erratic behavior in that custody battle. So I believe that's how she was awarded full custody of their kids.
Yeah, they say ain't no safe no more for nobody, man. Look here, everybody stay low. Just
y'all
do
just
right.
Need to be thinking
stay low.
Human beings. Wouldn't have to stay low.
Do right and stay. Just do right. No, just do right.
Yep.
And stay low.
Yep.
Just stay low. Look, just stay low and do right.
I don't think
that's all you can do now. That's the best thing you can do. Those days of being an asshole 24/7 are over and getting away with it are over. Karma's coming faster now, y'all. It ain't waiting till you in your 80s. It's coming in 8 days.
Listen.
I'm just saying, because you know, you come in your eight, maybe late in your life, you know, you gotta sit there in a coma for 2 years just looking at a light. That might be your karma, you know, back in the day. Now it's coming in 8 days. That karma is coming around real fast, y'all. So
listen,
just
it's coming in three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 3 days, baby.
Oh man. So man,
hey, man.
Look, next topic we got Aoki Simmons. I'm going to let you take this one on. I don't know, you know, because
take
you know. No, I'm going to let you take it on because you have experience with more of the older gentlemen than you know, than most people.
Listen.
We're in and shout out to the 90s group. If you want to go on Facebook, Dom is in there caping for the older gentlemen.
It might be over as quickly as it started, friend.
I saw it. It grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah. The paparazzi's caught our homegirl, Aoki, who is Russell Simmons' daughter, frolicking. Were they in Seychelles or something?
No, the Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos. I knew. Okay. Turks and Caicos with a 65-year-old man.
I'm Doja. They sleep. Yeah, I'm part of Just Posted Podcast, man. The best show on this network. Come on, check, though. Seriously, man, Just Posted. It's just me and Doja sitting back talking about what the fuck going on in the world. Man, sure, events. We say labor of love. He said labor of love. I didn't say that shit. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody coming to watch, though, man. We really appreciate y'all. Holler at y'all later. Hey, man, this nigga just tall for no rings on. He do regular jobs. Don't forget that.
Restaurant tour. I can't even our whole page is
a billionaire or something, right?
Yeah, he a billionaire. Get your money, girl.
But she already got money. So that, like you, she shouldn't have to get her money. She already got money. Both her parents are millionaires. So I don't think this applies with her.
So, you know, what people are afraid of is just, you know, similarly to, because there's a 13-year age gap with Russell. I believe it's 13. Mm-hmm. Age gap between Russell and Kimora. So people felt like she was following her mother.
44.
44. Yeah, and you know, like I don't year old. Expectations. I think, you know, like I said, she got caught by the paparazzi.
Because you think she's trying to be on some little slick shit on the low, and it wasn't even nothing serious to her anyway?
Of course, she's 21. And also, and if, let's say if she called the paparazzi, let's say if she did this.
Oh, you said she called the paparazzi.
I'm saying if.
Oh, I'm saying she didn't. I'm saying she just got jammed up. It's St. Bart's. They were in St. Bart's, not Turkey Pickle, okay. St. Bart's.
So let's say if she did, if, I think this could have been a jab at her daddy.
Ooh.
Because they've been tussling with Russell for the past couple of years.
Russell
now.
Been staying off the grid, Russell, though. You can't.
you know that he recently got served with the
right, paper. He's playing that Catch Me If You Can.
He finally got served in paper. Somebody was able to get past and register for them yoga classes in Bali. He got served with paper.
Yeah, so hold on. Stop there, Don. How much did this person get paid? You got to think they had to fly to Bali. It's like a private resort thing that he owns the hotel or some shit, right?
Right.
And then get into the class. How much did you get paid to serve?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't know if they would say, you know, it's the regular fee, but you get this free trip to Bali. I can see,
but you got
to
think about all your expenses. I got to get into the hotel. I got to pay for this expensive hotel. I got to get into the class.
I can see them covering that.
Okay. But I might have to be there for a while to be getting this class. This may not be a class. I might have to go recon. I might have to stay here for 2 weeks to be able to get into the class is what I'm saying. This ain't like I'm just coming. I just getting in the class. Russell is catching me.
Who the person is. This, you better believe this took some planning and time. They were very strategic with this because it wasn't just like, oh, go book this trip. You got to go do this and do that. And that's it. No, this was very strategic. So I don't know how much it would be, but I know for a fact that person ain't pay out of pocket.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Because I was, damn. But can I go with the Aoki lead thing? What you think?
I'm going to say I don't understand the uproar.
Yeah, I knew you was on okay. Nope. As the foul father of a daughter. So let me just do the math for you real quick. Dom, fast forward, my daughter is 10 years old. That's only 11 years from now. And Xander hits you up like, hey, and she able to kick it. She didn't come out to L.A. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? She doing her little, I don't know what the dance going to be then, but I'm just going with the Harlem Shake because that was my time. And she come out there, she kicking it with you. And it's a this dude will be older than me. So 11 years from now, I'd be in my early 50s. But then she come out there kicking it with you. And it's a dude 65 trying to holler, she's 21. You're going to be like, get the fuck up out of here, right? If you hanging out with her.
Yeah, no. Because at this point, you know, women, we are more...
You know yourself, y'all. Don't let my daughter go hang out with Dom in L.A. when she's 21.
Listen, at that point, your daughter is grown. And she has to make decisions for herself. All I can do is give her advice. And say, hey, I believe this.
No. I'm not. I can't stop her from doing anything. She is an adult. But you still would be like, what you doing?
I would say, okay, so what you doing? The bag is for both of us.
I'm done.
Like, in order to get to my niece, you got to pay me. Like. What do you think this is? And then you gotta break her daddy off some bread.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that though, Chief. You ain't gonna better get me. Cause look, that means you in my ranks. I know you pimp from somewhere. Unless he might, unless he's this dude, Victor, Vitero Asaf. I don't know nothing about him. He don't know nothing about me and none of my people.
You know, it's tricky because, you know, I have an ex. I have two exes that are about 60 now.
But you're in your 30s, Dom. This little girl just turned 21.
I know. I understand.
And I don't mean little girl.
Mine have only been like a 20 to 24 year age gap. And then when I was 27, I had a boyfriend that I was dating that was, shoot, I might have been 25. The Italian guy was 40 or 41. And I was like in my mid to late 20s. And I dated the Portuguese guy. I was like a little older, but in his 40s. And then dated the 50-year-old when I was like 27-ish. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm used to dating, you know, older men and, you know, people in the comments like, she got daddy issues and blah, blah, blah. No, I feel like she was just trying to give her dad a little bit back.
I'm going back to your original theory, Dom. I think the paparazzi did set her up. They got different pics from different times while she was there. They ain't even, it's not like one picture is like one, for one like time period hanging out. She got different bathing suits on in these pictures.
Yeah,
totally. So that means it's different times throughout this vacation. So somebody sat on it, took all these pictures.
Yeah.
It was like, wait till I get back to the States.
And then, because they probably could have alerted her publicist or something of it, that somebody was shopping them pictures around. And the highest bidder would take them, which in this case was TMZ.
Damn, and TMZ pay that paper on her too, if it's a good enough.
And so I don't know.
As a man, I always think it's scummy for a dude to be doing, and I know disrespect any of those brothers that was dealing with you in their 60s, but in general, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, a 21-year-old and me having anything to talk about. When I mean nothing, I mean nothing. Nothing to talk about.
You said, so you have to remember too that her life is a little different than ours because she's well-traveled, graduated from Yale or Harvard.
She don't got nothing. And look, she got more money and more experience than me. She still ain't got nothing to me to talk about. She still ain't. And I'm younger than that woman. No, she ain't got nothing to talk to me about.
I get because
I'm gonna be just like this. Hey, you remember when the Tootsie Roll dropped? And she gonna be like, I wasn't even born. And I'm gonna be like, I'm out. Plain and simple. We have to have certain things that we can relate on in a certain level when it comes to certain things. You ain't gonna know. Yeah, you've been to France, and I've only maybe 30 times. I only been there once. But let's talk about life experience. You ain't know nothing. What do we got to talk about? Nothing.
Okay, fine.
SpongeBob came out and he was born.
But like I said, I think part of it was over as quickly as it started.
It brings up a good discussion. If she's getting her hustle on,
but
I ain't
like I told you, I really believe that this could have just really been her trying to get get back at her daddy, and then her daddy posted something like, "Oh, you know, whatever she wants to do, I support her." Meanwhile, Kamora was like,
still out here? He's got these charges. It is amazing that Russell Simmons literally is Leonardo DiCaprio. Catch me if you can. He is posting like, hey, you know, because if you go on Zero Dark 30 in general, don't you think that you're supposed to be low key on social media as well?
No. Listen, people love to play in people's faces. They don't know how to sit down because the moment that Russell Simmons move to Bali, your social media account should have been deactivated. And if you got your Finsta where you interact with your friends or whatever, that's one thing. But honestly,
you think I was going on in the world, you know.
Yeah, there's a level of arrogance that's there. And ultimately, here we are. So we'll see how this case plays out. He got off one time. Now, will he be able to get off this time?
Well, he's in an extradition state, a country he can't be extradited from. So it's going to be hard to catch me if you can. But he be coming back in the country too. So I don't even know how he be doing. I don't, man. He be, God, I'll be Russell. I don't even know how he's doing.
When, What day was that he got served with them papers? Because like you said, you in a country where you...
Well, you could be served, but I'm talking about, but he can't be extradited, like for extradited.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, he wasn't fazed by it, but like it's just over as quickly as it started, according to her, which could just be, you know, like I said, in Bali. Oh, well, this don't have nothing to do with, this is defamation case.
Oh, so it's not nothing to do with, oh, defamation. But somebody still got, so man, somebody got served, been able to serve him on a defamation case?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, they must have paid extra for that. That's a lot of work just for defamation.
It's case. Like people have joked about Russell Simmons fleeing to Bali to escape possible legal action for years, but the accusations against him are no longer a laughing matter. Reportedly, he wasn't laughing either when he was served a lawsuit, even once being in the Indonesian province. All Hip Hop reports that server Daniel John Ayub traveled to Bali Health and Wellness Resort on March 5th, went through two security checkpoints and searched for the Def Jam co-founder for an hour before finding him. Upon covering him in whereabouts, he handed him a lawsuit from former music executive Drew Dixon for defamation after his negligence of her sexual assault.
Drew Dixon, have you seen, she has a documentary on HBO Max called Off the Record as well.
About
her time with Russell Simmons and her time in the hip hop industry.
Okay.
Also, it's another key point in there. You ever seen the movie Half Plenty?
Oh, I ain't seen Half Plenty in a long time.
That's about Drew Dixon.
I saw it in a long time. I feel like I was a kid when I saw that.
Yeah, but that movie's about Drew Dixon.
Oh, wow.
The girl that plays Haviland is based off of Drew Dixon. The director, okay. Christopher Scott Shero, that literally happened in their relationship with each other.
Okay, I'll have to revisit.
That's why they say at the beginning, a lot of this is real, part of it's not. And then people did the research on it and figured out it's Drew Dixon that he's talking about in that movie. She's from D.C. Her parents are engineers, everything. And when you match up everything, they went to NYU together, you match up everything, you're like, well, shit, he's talking about Drew Dixon.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Somebody I'm disappointed in, dumb, but I'm proud but disappointed.
What's he? So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jam back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that's gonna sit right in my spirit. That's gonna be feel. That disrupts my peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is in the midst of me doing that and in that trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness. I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest minds that ever touched it? Drew, do y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like goofiest. I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that I really didn't feel no way. And if he did, I got my chin out. Taking the best shot of him, taking the chin, boy, do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all cool. Like, this love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive for like the misstep in it. And then I could get back to my true path. Because I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 2 years. So all of that to say, man, I want to now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I want to do nothing.
Dom.
You have to remember, as Aquarius, is sometimes we do things and we become impulsive. Really.
What's up, y'all? This is RVS.
This is ROD, aka Rated R.
And we are the We Coming For You cast. And we talk about pro wrestling from a black dude's perspective. Tell them what they can expect on this here podcast.
Oh, we gonna give you all the raw and dirty and the everything black from AEW, WWE, Impact Wrestling, and any other wrestling in between. If you want your wrestling unfiltered, uncensored, and you want it raw, you need to subscribe to the We Come For You cast.
right here on SOLC Network.
His response was delayed. So I'm going to say this. If you're not responding within 24, maybe I'm going to say 30 hours of shots ringing out, I don't think you should respond. Because
it wasn't, he didn't need to respond, though. It wasn't even really directed. It was directed at Drake that did.
That's what I'm saying. So now you in something that you kind of didn't have no business, because everybody be kind of going at, I knew this was going to happen.
This is second episode in a row.
I felt it. I charged it. And then, but this is what happened. See, now I got to get on the TikTok about this, because at first, this light, I had to charge it for like a week. And now it's different. And this is frustrating. So listen, here we are. We wrapping up anyway, and I'm about to go out. But I think that that's why you felt murky and weird, because you realized you probably went back and listened to what the fuck happened after you said what you said, and was like, shit, them motherfuckers wasn't even really like, they wasn't even really say nothing to me. All these niggas said fuck Big Three or whatever. Yep. And also, it's not like, what Kendrick does, it's just like When Control came out. And he's like, hey, I'm challenging y'all to challenge me, pretty much. And it wasn't like somebody said something really ignorant. He never really said anything ignorant, but it just goes back to, it's like how people made a big deal out of Hiss, right, with Meg Thee Stallion. She said one line or two about Nicki Minaj, kind of like the Meg thing, like Megan, y'all mad at Megan's Law, y'all not mad at me. That lady can't tell y'all why she don't like me. That's it. That's really not that. Then she came for Drake's head.
She did.
And everybody focused on the other shit. And again, took homegirl a week or two to respond to Meg, and it was just weird. And so I don't know, like I said at the beginning of this episode, in regards to the energy, the retrograde, the shadows have been like the most intense shadows that we've experienced in a while. But baby, it's chaotic here. And I was just like, you know, really shocked that I think it showed definitely maturity, but on J. Cole's part, you know, on apologizing. And I know that people wanted this to drag out a little longer just because it might have been healthy for rap. Just kind of
pushing the envelope for sure. Rap.
But also, I could give a fuck about J. Cole responding. When is Drake going to say something?
He shouldn't have it all, though. But if he already going to respond, he need to go ahead and at least let it ride a little bit and just be in the verbal thing. No, I mean, even if he told Kendrick on the low, hey, man, I had to send him shots, and just call him and be like, I'll apologize to you in a few months, but I got to get this out just for the art of the game. That's how you run it. And you don't respond. Yeah. You don't apologize in 2 days.
He said he might delete later, so.
Yeah, and it was hard on his spirit. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But damn, man, I wanted to see a nice little fist, because we all wanted to see it. And I blame fucking Drake. Fuck you, Drake. You got to respond now. You on the clock. No, he's got to, because he got two cats fighting and they ain't even a person. This is like when you go over to you somewhere and you just kind of hanging out over there, and he got beef with somebody and you was like, hey, man, what's going on, man? Hey, stop it, man. And you get stolen. That's what happened with Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. And Drake just sitting in the house looking through the window. Dang, that's messed up. I didn't tell you to go outside and confront him. You could just sit. You ain't had to say nothing to him. No.
Listen, I get what you're saying. I get it. But ultimately, to me, I was telling to hearing them yesterday that if Drake does respond, I think it's just a little too late. Because now that means that you're able to pull from other people and other resources. And that's the big thing with
writers. Drake. Let's be for real. Drake's writers have to get involved there.
So that's what I'm saying. So so this gave them time to sit and kind of think. This was two weeks ago now, almost.
3 weeks ago, almost now, I believe. Let me see.
Yeah, because I'm like, when did I go see Ghostbusters? Like 3 weeks ago. Two weeks ago. But that song dropped before that.
Yeah, way before.
Yeah, two Fridays ago.
So I got it 3/28, but it came out maybe like the week before this, like the 21st maybe.
Yeah. So I think now at this point it's too late. And I don't think at this point that Drake is going to say anything. You know, something happened with that Pusha T beef, man. And I think that he's like, hey, shit, I can't.
But then why he always her dissing all the women on the low and shit, though? Why he be talking about Rihanna, talking about Meg?
Yeah. Listen, that's a conversation for the
all the heavy smoke for the women, though. He got all that heavy smoke for all the girls.
He do. You need to have that conversation with that nigga. Cause I'm a chick. I don't. Some of the things, it just sounds like you jealous to me. Maybe jealous of women.
Hey, you know what, Kendrick? I got somebody you should beef with. You need to beef with Nicki Minaj. That'll really be a challenge for you because them barbs is gonna run you through the tither and tither. And that'd be a great matchup. Because Nicki's not going to let up and Kendrick Lamar is going to like not go be online. So it's like not going to affect him because he's not even online. So it'll be like Nicki just throwing stuff and then Kendrick dropping a song and then being offline for like 6 months. So I can not even know what's happening. Kendrick, go after Nicki if you want a real battle, man. These two other light-skinned cats ain't giving it to you. And I'm talking for my light-skinned brother and talking for an Aquarius brother. It's like J. Cole. And I still fuck with you, J. Cole. But right now, at this present point, we have to put your one of the top MCs of your era in probationary period. It's got to be a probationary period now. It is suspended.
Listen,
you, all that goodwill you've done over the last 3 years, smoking people on their tracks, is gone. Gone out the window.
I'm more mad at my light than I am this shit.
I'm mad because I was like, yo, I just wanted to see. And J. Cole, he said something in there that was true in the rap. He'd been creeping up on him over the last couple of years, which he has. Messed it up, man. Don, where can people hit you up at, man?
Nigga, St. Angeles. St-Angeles. I think that's my handle on YouTube. Please subscribe to my page. Let's get me to 1,000 subs. And then...
Man.
You all right over there, friend?
Why did you? I get you. You trying to be better of a person, and I respect that and being able to apologize, do that. But damn, this is rap shit, man.
Listen, it's certain things I don't get involved in. That's things that don't pay my bills. Okay, I get it. Like I understand, but I also it was just when I didn't even listen to it because I was like, this is just too late and unwarranted at this point. Like, I'm over it, you know? And so I didn't divulge in it because it just didn't move me. Like, you know, like the when Meek and Drake was beefing that summer. Now that was interesting. That was funny for that time. And it was the last really, really perfect summer in LA. And like we used to have these perfect like LA. When I tell y'all LA, it was these years before you had, you know, the shift. It was like a social media shift.
Is Nipsey being killed? Like the end of like the dope summers in LA? Is that the trigger point? But like the line of demarcation.
Nipsey get killed. Was that 2019 when Nipsey got killed? Right.
Yeah, early 2019. Early 2019.
Early 2019, because the anniversary, his birthday was the other day.
Yeah, his fifth anniversary of being killed was just recently.
Okay. So that meant, damn, that was hot because we was at the pool that day. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say it was a couple of
years
prior. March 31st,
2019, to be exact. March 31st, 2019.
No, I'm going to say it was a couple of summers before that. So like when I'm like, there was a shift after 2016. And so there was just something different that happens there where it kind of shifts, where it's like, You know, and I don't know if it's just like you grew up, like me growing up, you know, coming of age, you know, hitting my 30. But even now, I'm like, man, sometimes like I think about, I remember, like now if I go out in certain places, I don't go if I'm like, who the person at the door? Who know the person? Because I'm not waiting, you know, because it doesn't serve me. But
yeah, it's the worst you got to think about when you go to another city and you assume you're going to be hooked up in a line because you hooked up in your own city. Like, oh, I'm in Cleveland. I don't know nobody here. Why am I? I can't call nobody here.
They don't care how attractive you are. They making you pay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Like, I just don't think that women should have to be at any club. Like, we're going to have to, all of us ain't at a table. We're going to buy drinks. We're going to bring a group of girls. We're going to have a good time. That's why I'm like Vegas. If I'm rolling with like a certain group of people, I don't need to go to Vegas. I just spent $45 on a margarita, which was absurd to me.
$45?
That's why I'm talking. I'm telling you, Tulum think they motherfucking Vegas.
Damn.
I'm out of here. I'm going out.
We out of here, y'all. We had to give y'all another one real quick. We'll be back soon. Peace, y'all.
I promise my light will work next time. I'm going to charge it all day. And it was pretty much charged. It was just only one bar from not charging. If it happens again, I'm going to make a TikTok about it and say, listen, I use this for an hour and a half and it cut off at the half mark. And I still had 30 minutes to go on my show.
Yep. All right, y'all. Peace.